And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
What is Bubba doing?
The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
By the way, before I walked in here to do the podcast, I was out grabbing my last second coffee, and I was looking in through the window from the green room, and the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, by the way, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day, looks so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I never am out of the studio whenever the lights are all on and all that kind of stuff. I wish I could be a guest every once in a while and watch. Because it's cool. Like, I look in, it looks like all official, like we're doing stuff.
Wow.
Like we're doing stuff.
Well, you know what I mean?
Look
it's
at
like,
us.
It looked good. So I'm like, fancy. Dang, bro, look at it. Anyway, the podcast this week sponsored by Pickle Jar. Pickle Jar is a great, great thing. If you're an artist or maybe you're a content creator, you're on Twitch, you're on whatever platform you may be, Pickle Jar is going to help make you more money. You get to keep 100% of every fan tip, every song request, crowdfunding donation that supports whatever creative thing you're doing. Whether you're if you're a band or an artist, I would have a little sign with a thing saying, tip us through Pickle Jar. Plus, you can donate tips. You can do all kinds of crazy cool stuff. And if you sign up right now, you can claim your sign-up bonus for up to $350 when you create your account. So definitely check it out. iOS, it's Android, or at picklejar.com.
I saw something cool that they were doing where the person who makes the most tips in a week or something like that, and they were giving bonuses. And one of them, I actually knew it's Sasha McVay from England.
Oh, it was her birthday week.
Yeah, and she got the most tips, and I'm like, yeah, it's because of her birthday, and she probably did really good. She also plays like 6-7 shows a week.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I went to a bar one night, and she was playing.
Oh, yeah, she just
she's
randomly.
So awesome. She's so funny, cool. Too. And she's, like, whenever she sings and then whenever she talks, it's like two different people.
Two totally different people.
Because she's goofy. If you've never checked her out, you can follow her, Sasha McVay. Just look her up on social media. She's cool. Hi, everybody.
I was just looking at. We were at downtown Nashville for the Morgan Wallen kind of a pre-show deal, and for the Wednesday night show. And I hadn't been down on Broadway in a long time. I was blown away by how crazy it is. Now it's spring break. And Morgan
Wallen.
Yeah,
but it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon
on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
It was insane. It was. Panic-inducing. So many people. And the noises and the smells.
It's way easier to take all that in when you're drunk. Because when you're inebriated, you don't notice any of that stuff. You're just because you're part of it. You're instead of swimming against the current, you are the current. You're with it.
All right. It's about to get crazier. It's about to get 10 times crazier.
Why?
Y'all want the rumor?
Yeah.
He bought it. He bought the building where the axe throwing thing is, where it used to be Paradise Park.
Oh,
the
no.
Nashville.
I'm hurt. I'm not. I'm. This is unofficial, so nobody quote me on this.
How do you know he bought it?
I've heard rumors that he or someone in association with him has bought the building, and that it's not going to be the Opry House. It's not going to be the Ryman. It's not going to be anything like that. If Garth does a residency, it's going to be at a bar that Garth owns on Lower Broadway, and he himself will perform in that bar multiple nights a week.
What?
Well,
I haven't heard this rumor ever.
And that will change the face of Nashville. That'll change the face of really bars and concert venues in the country.
That will
change. A lot
It'll
of
change
stuff.
The face of the show because I will be quitting to go get a job at the bar so I can just watch him for free every night.
That's actually, you could literally just get a job being like the ticket taker or something or the usher.
And have him every night as your entertainment.
Night. Which building is that? Is that the Downtown Sporting Club building?
Mm-hmm. That's where it is. That's,
so it just sold. It sold for, that's the one I'm looking at.
Yeah,
it's sold for $48 million.
To an investment group that people think is.
Tied to him?
Tied to him.
Wow. Wow.
I hope I don't get in trouble for that.
Broadway
I mean, this is all
property.
Rumor. I don't really know. It, like, I'm speculating with you know.
Now I'm doing
What was the property company?
Broadway Property LLC.
Oh, so, see, I thought they were going to do something clever with a 7 in it. And they would be like, it's absolutely
and you know,
Garth.
You know if it's Garth, it's got, if they do it, it's going to be like The Low Place or Low Places. Wouldn't that be the name of the bar? Like something like that?
Just Low Places would be great.
Low Places is so great. Come by, be one of our friends. Oh, so great.
Or just call it the Red Strokes.
Okay, that didn't make it.
No, actually, I kind of like that.
But, yeah.
But
it's got a cool little thing, and you could totally, it's an old classic Garth throwback. It's cool.
I don't know if Luke and Jason play at their bar. I know Alan has played at his bar. I know
Kid
John
Rock
Rich plays
his.
Kid mm-hmm. Rock occasionally. And it doesn't it doesn't have to be a scheduled thing to do it well. Dirks and Blake, I know, have done shows at their bars. But just the fact that on any given night, you're downtown and one of these guys could show up has made it crazy. That's what mm-hmm. it is. People want to be there because, I don't know, like somebody, and Tootsie's used to be that way with everybody. Like yeah. you could be at Tootsie's and Toby Keith could get on stage because I was there one night and he did.
Well, Dustin Lynch did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he just popped up and did, I think it was Tootsie's.
So, but this would be different. This would be a ticketed thing, theoretically. And
that you're guaranteed to see a humongous name.
Yeah. And
yeah,
it'll be different from the stadium show. Of course, you still want to go see Garth in the arena in the stadium with the band and a thing and the whole crowd and the three, but
I like that little pterodactyl noise.
What would you pay for 45 minutes of Garth Brooks and his
guitar? A lot. I will pay a lot. I will be there every night.
All right, Carson, I looked into it. So people have been like really, I'm just reading their research.
Yeah, you're digging.
So it's 411 LLC owns the property. And I'm just going to read this. This mm-hmm. is from WilliamsonHomepage.com. 411 LLC now owns a property with that address of that entity affiliated with Russell A. Jones, according to state records. Jones is Garth's attorney. Also,
there you go.
Also, the transaction document references Cheryl Harris of O'Neill Hagman PLLC, mm-hmm. and that is
That's
Garth's business manager.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you already get two connections directly into the business part of Garth.
Wow.
I thought it was huge when I thought Garth was going to play the Opry House on off nights where there was no Opry.
This
I
would be
it was
much
huge.
More Garthy to keep
it would be.
To keep the money in
but
house.
But it's smaller. But even on nights when he's not there, don't you want to go to the Garth Brooks bar?
Yeah.
If you're a country music fan,
that's why people go to the Luke bar, the Jason bar, the Dirks bar.
I mean, yeah. And the yes.
That's why they all have bars with their names on them now. I mean, you've got a Mexican restaurant with Miranda's name on it.
I wasn't here, but I was told that back in the day, back in the 70s, before the Ryman moved, that a lot of guys had bars. But it's still, I don't think they ever had this many because it wasn't all bars. When we moved to Nashville, I don't know, 18 and a half years
It was
ago.
Mixed use.
It was, well, there was a one block of bars between 5th and 4th, okay, where next to the Ryman. That's where the old honky-tonks were because
and then there
it's right
was
next
that,
to the Ryman.
That little stretch then, on 2nd Avenue and, was a little bit, right? bit of but bars. That was, and that was the coolest thing because Pat Sajak, that's right, Wheel of Fortune Pat Sajak owned a bar. It was an Irish pub, and mm-hmm. that's where I used to go see Def Leppard. Greatest band name ever for an Irish band.
So upset that I've never seen them.
Oh, they were amazing. Yeah. And they would do all the little whiskey in the jar and hey, and it was good times.
Yeah, and I try to explain to people that, and when I say back in the day, I don't think it was that long ago. But
10 years ago.
Yeah, when I used to, I was sitting out a radio contract because boy, what a terrible business we're in. And so I was an assistant to booking as well as the line dance instructor at the Wild Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And downtown was not nice back then. That we'd come in the morning and there were bullets in our door. And I had to have people walk me to the car because I was one of the last folks to leave at night because I would have to shut down, you know, play closing time and get everybody kicked out of the bar. And downtown was not savory.
Right.
And this whole transformation, and now you're going to really up a game with the G-Man? Wow.
I'm going to throw another thing in this. So I'm looking at this property on Broadway. I'm looking at Street View. So it's now called the Downtown Sporting Club.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And right next to it to the left, it's Nudie's Honky Tonk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But right next to it on the other side, there's an alley. But
He's got a daughter named Allie. No, he does.
Okay. It's Allie Colleen. We're aware.
So I'm just saying. Allie, Bubba. Calm down.
It's Allie's Allie.
And then, the building next to it, across the alley, is so if you wanted, it's Ernest Tubbs Record Shop, which is going out of business.
Yep.
Which somebody's, because they're selling the building.
So.
But you can't.
You can't connect the two.
I don't think so. They've changed
the
downtown.
You could do a sky bridge.
No, they have made it really, really hard to change anything in lower
like
Broadway.
Like the architecture?
Nashville. Yeah, because.
Yeah, there's something cool about the old downtown.
Well, after that last building at the corner of 3rd and Broadway got torn down, like. Or when was that? That was like several years ago. Mm-hmm. But they did it like 3 in the morning, and people were furious. So they've made it even harder. So that alley is probably going to still be an alley, but or maybe not. Maybe he bought
Alley's
it. Maybe
alley.
they combine it.
Combine, make it one building.
Darth, don't you find a way to keep that record store open?
That's what I was thinking. That
somebody with money is going to buy that building and keep that record store open for posterity. If not, they need to, I'm going to put this out into the universe, they need to take everything out of it and the thing and put it in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 2 gift shops now, and one of the gift shops can be Ernest Tubbs Record Store.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is brilliant.
They did it with Hatch Showprint. Remember, Hatch Showprint used to be, we're talking about what I was going to say before Bubba interrupted me with Pat Sajak earlier. Was, you know, one block of bars next to the Ryman and for years. And then by the time we got here in the early 2000s, there was another block of bars across the street. So there was just it's just 2 sides of between 4th and 5th. Now it goes all the way down 5 blocks to the river. Everything's a bar or a restaurant.
It has become Bourbon Street.
Yeah. I mean, there used to be two architecture firms, a tattoo parlor, several boot stores. There might still be one boot store. There was, and there was Hatch Showprint, which had been there for 100+ years.
And those are the people that do the old school concert
old posters
and all that.
Yeah. Even there was a FedEx.
There was a FedEx.
That was right there
recently,
on Broadway.
That's where Margaritaville is, I think, is where the FedEx was.
When you think about that, because I remember moving and going, I knew to park at FedEx because it was so easy to get to the arena from there.
Jimmy Buffett's played Margaritaville several times.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So again, that's part of the allure.
It's part of the thing. But now there are no businesses that are not like serving the public.
Hospitality.
Gift shops, restaurants, bars, stores. There's no more. This is our office, not on Lower Broad, not on that stretch. I had a friend who worked at the architecture firm where National Underground is. That used to be just on the base, and then now it goes. It's the whole building. It's all 5 stories, and it's just crazy to think that.
I don't even know what you're talking
National
about.
National Underground is a bar next to Acme.
Oh, okay.
So
on that end,
on that side.
I remember when the Acme building was deserted for years.
And that's the one
decades.
Alan Jackson ended up being. Yeah. But it's funny because I never make it to that end because usually we start at the top.
Yeah.
And I'm usually hammered mid block.
It's true.
And then I'm like, we just got to Uber home. And that's it.
I usually start at Layla's and end up at Roberts, and I'm done. That's it. That's all the downtown I can do. You know,
I always go back to the Wild Horse because people I worked with are still bartenders there. So Bernie and Matt. And I walk in, and they're real good about taking care of me and maybe putting my drinks on other people's tabs.
Every single time that I, have family in or whatever, they all want to eat. Let's go get Tex-Mex at Miranda's place, and then we'll go and do that. And then it's from that point, after several margaritas, it's stumble onto the next rooftop bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I loved the rooftop at George Jones, but that's gone now, too.
Is it?
Yeah, they're shutting that one.
A lot of people don't make the turn and go down Second anymore.
Well, this is really good for Nashville tourism. By the way, if you've never been, it is crazy awesome, crazy, 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 and really fun.
This podcast not brought to you by the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau.
So what are they going to do where the bombing was? That's all being redone.
Yeah, because they blew up the Hooters. They blew up the old spaghetti factory.
The Wild Horse was closed for over a year, almost a year. Mm-hmm.
People forget about that bombing because it happened at Christmas.
Right.
So that was on the backside of Second, on the riverside.
No.
It was front.
Right,
it was on the front.
Yeah. All those Second Avenue businesses
So okay. I did see some of the plan. I asked, and I kind of already knew the answer. I saw the plans of how they're going to redo it because they've already start building it back up. Mm-hmm. And it looks really cool.
Does it look like the old buildings? Are they structurally, you know, reinforcing them? And
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's not going to look like the old buildings, but it's kind of reminiscent of it, I guess, a little bit. But
like a modern take on old.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be really cool, and so I think Second Avenue is going to turn. I think Broadway is going to become this big old hairy beast that locals
become.
Do not want to be a part of.
It's already a big old hairy beast. By the way, Eddie Baker on our YouTube channel commented, "Call Garth's bar Shameless."
That's pretty good, man. I think we're going to see Second Avenue become, and it's just going to grow on out and keep moving.
Second Avenue, I know they've had issues because
yeah.
Getting all the way to the end. Like you said, if you start at Layla's or you start up kind of by the arena, a lot of people just kind of stop.
People aren't making it down a second anymore.
And additionally, they had a problem with lighting, that they don't have as many streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
And so there
it
was
is darker.
That was the thing that they said, when you kind of look up at it, you're like, is it safe?
But it's prettier at Christmas to me because I love the way the lighting is done. Yeah,
I think that's what prompted them to try to petition for more streetlights, because they said it looks darker when you look up Second Avenue.
Well, Second Avenue is on each side has tons of trees.
Mm-hmm.
These trees, and so that's part of the problem. But
it's not part of the problem. Trees are pretty, and they're
for lighting. Trees on Broadway, and it looks. That's why people go, why did Nashville become the bachelorette center of the universe? And one of the reasons is because, unlike New Orleans or Vegas or other places, Vegas is extremely well lit, but it has its own thing. But I grew up. I went to college. We drive to New Orleans every weekend. And it always felt a little bit, you know.
Dangerous.
A little bit? It was always dangerous. It was always sketch.
But way more dangerous feeling than Lower Broad.
Dude.
Same number. It's all bars. But there's something about it's wide open. And I was going to say, because there's police everywhere in downtown Nashville. But there were police everywhere in the French Quarter.
Dude, there were police on their horses. And you're having to dodge all the poop on the ground.
It's not as well lit. It's not never felt as safe and comfortable as Lower Broadway in Nashville, because it's just like it's this one big wide open well lit space. The neon lights probably help.
Yeah,
because every bar's got a big neon sign.
And what they need to do, if you're talking about that whole Second Avenue thing, I can't believe we're having this on the conversation or this conversation on the podcast. But if they're going to do that, they need to add a bunch of lights. They need to make it look like Christmas every day. You know, all the neon and everything has to be there. You light stuff up, you make it bright and inviting, people will go.
Yeah, and that was part of what I saw the plans. That was very that way. It was
make it like an
open
extension of Broadway.
It was very open. But it wasn't like neon-y. But I mean, that could all change. But it just kind of looked like a more mature version of Broadway.
The other problem with Second Avenue, if you look at a lot of the business fronts, where on Broadway you have the open windows, that you have people that are essentially almost playing on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And Second Avenue, a lot of those venues, you have to really go inside.
Yeah, they were more office building.
Yeah, you almost have to go downstairs in some of them.
Some of them you did go downstairs.
Yeah, you have to walk in, and so you don't have let's say you walk by Kid Rock's bar. You can already see there are a bazillion people in there. You're going to have a blast because everybody's drinking and partying. You go up some of those bars on Second Avenue, and you can't tell if there's anybody in there.
You know why the bands are in the windows? Exactly for that reason. But also because back then, people weren't sure if you just had music. Because it was a big deal to have music playing in a bar. But it could have been a jukebox, right?
So they put the band in the window,
you knew it was live music.
Mm-hmm.
And logistically, it's terrible that the band is in the window, because people walk in and then they just stop right there. And so you get this crowd built up toward the front of the bar and people can't get through to get to the back. The band should be in the back of a long, skinny bar, because people walk in, walk toward the front, and then when they would leave, they walk back out. You're a fireman. You know what I'm talking about. It's just bad design for feng shui or whatever they call it. But... it works. There's something magical about walking down that street, and every bar has got a band sitting there right there at the street playing.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see where Nashville is in the next
15 years.
10, 15 years.
It'd be crazy. So.
Are they closing Hume Fog? Do y'all know?
A school that looks like a castle.
I heard that they were.
No way. It looks like its own little hillbilly Hogwarts.
I wouldn't blame them, though, because I want to say they complained, or might have filed a formal complaint
about
the noise and the Woo Girls. Yeah, the truck transportainment. Yeah. And which, okay, some of the places those trucks go.
Yeah, that's not right.
Like, what are you doing?
What places? They don't stay on Broadway.
In the tourist area?
No, Hume Fog's really close to that. It's a school.
Yeah,
it's a high school, right? Invitation only, you got to be super smart.
I've seen them over by City Winery, which is basically the rescue mission. There's nothing there. And I'm going, what are you seeing here?
Where are y'all driving around to? But the ones, not the pedal taverns, because they try to stay full, but even those used to get into Midtown, and that's like a mile and a half. I'm like, man, y'all really pedaling this thing. Okay.
Yeah, last year they Hume Fog High School said they'd had enough of party buses disrupting their school day. Students and teachers hoping to see changes that they deal with every day. Now, I guess they're not closing. I guess that was what I had seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went to speech and debate thing there when I was in high school.
Really? Did you really?
A tournament. Yeah. It's super.
Does it look like
inside.
A castle
That's
inside?
What I want to know
so
all about
creepy.
The inside.
No, it's
I'm
so,
sure they've redone
I,
it.
I was there on a Saturday, so it's there's no school. And so it's kind of darkish, except for where we are. And so the hallways are dark, and it's all very like a castle. Like you're inside a castle, and it's just creepy.
Cold
totally,
and clammy.
Totally haunted.
And the doors are small.
100%.
By the way, the weirdest thing, talking about castles, when we were doing Scotland and we did a bunch of different castles, and we were in the one, Winterfell. Went to that one and everything. The doors literally are this tall. They're as tall as your chin. Like, how short were people back then? You had to duck through every single door. Look, when my wife, who was 5'3", had to duck, then that's tiny doors.
These are my people. These are my ancestors.
I told, not to get back to Nashville all stuff, but we're going to get a new theme park.
I saw that, but I don't know. Where is that? Where are they planning to put that?
It's an address TBA or TBD or whatever.
That seemed like that would be expensive if you build it in the middle of nowhere. How are you going to build that in a place where property values are insane?
The guy who's behind, who did Fifth and Broadway is the one behind it. Wow. So that's why people are like, oh, this is going to happen. It's going to be a thing, man. It's going to be called Storyville.
But if you're going to open a theme park in Music City, why wouldn't you call it? Why wouldn't you do Opryland again? Yeah.
And the thing is that the Storyville Gardens is what it's called. Storyvillegardens.com. If you want to check it out, it's not really based on music. It's
nothing about music.
It's about other part or all around the world, and you go and experience. It kind of reminds me.
It's a little Epcot. It's a little Epcot and a little Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, where you go and explore different worlds and
foods. Epcot is where you go to the different countries.
But it's got more rides and things like that.
There are rides there that they have on the.
I mean, I'm in.
Or at least the proposal.
I will buy a season pass to that. Yeah. If there's a decent roller coaster, I'm all about it.
You know, I'm deathly afraid of roller coasters.
Oh.
I don't fit in them.
They're saying coming to Nashville spring 2025.
Yeah, but remember, we were going to have that water park, and we were going to have Dollywood, and we were going to have Opryland again.
We were going to have an IKEA.
An IKEA. Yeah, so I don't put any stock into it until I see them start construction, and even then I'm like, go ahead, finish it. Yeah, 2025 is a long time. That's 3 years from now.
We were going to have a walk-ons. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't.
We still have the walk-ons yet?
No, we don't have a walk-ons. We don't have an IKEA.
There
either.
Was going to be like three,
about that IKEA.
And then who knows?
Yeah, I want to go to Memphis.
Do you remember
IKEA?
They even got Dolly involved in the thing? There was going to be across the street from, there was some property, across the street from Opryland Hotel and stuff. Dolly was involved, and they found out it was a big old, they were getting scammed or something. I don't know.
They were using Dolly to scam?
No. Yeah, Dolly involved, and then they found out that the other people didn't have the backing or the money or the land. That
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Had.
They were using Dolly's name to get other people to give them money?
Something like that.
Allegedly,
I don't know. I don't remember the whole story, but it was a big thing.
Because Dolly
is
a doer. I mean, Dolly gets stuff done.
I mean, somebody went to Dolly and said, listen, if we buy the land and get the money, you want to do another theme park in Nashville? And I'm sure she was like, all right. But
can we drop the Frist Art Museum to the ground and put a bar in there?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I've been burned by the Frist several times. oh, this sounds like a great idea to go to.
Now, I've seen some cool stuff at the Frist, but you got to know what's there. Like, because their permanent exhibit is not that much. It's
I will
usually
tell you,
the rotating stuff that's either great or kind of...
My favorite museum in all of Nashville is the Lane Auto Museum.
Yeah,
it's is quirky cars. And have you ever been?
Mm-mm.
It's quirky cars and crazy little things. I mean, these guys have the coolest collection of like propeller-driven cars and turbines and these weird little one-seat German things. And it's just really cool to go see bizarre stuff like that.
There and no is, one goes to it.
I would say there is something, though, about D saying, like, not get rid of the Frist, but move it. Because I remember a few years ago they had a collection of ancient Roman artifacts and stuff, which I'm so obsessed with that time period. But they had to be careful because of all the construction going on.
Oh no,
was
it got
shaking.
Shut down.
It was right. It's shaking
it was only
the
open
ground.
For a week, and the British Museum was like,
"We
no,
need, yeah,
we want
you're
our stuff
wrecking
back.
Our stuff.
It's too close to dust. It's too close to because they were because they remember they were building that building across the street." And Catacorn, like all those new buildings that are right on the interstate. Yeah. And so, yeah, the British Museum was like, send us our Roman stuff back.
Well, yeah, plus they're not too far away from all of the Apple stuff. All that stuff that's going
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that might have been the construction, yeah.
So honestly, you're not really wrong in saying not that it should be shut, but perhaps moved to a better location.
Move it out by the Parthenon. By the way, if you don't know, Nashville has a duplicate to the inch of the actual Parthenon in Greece, except it's better because it's still standing, and they're trying
it's
to restore.
But
no,
okay.
But I'm saying they're, yeah. But they're trying
it's
to restore.
Better.
They're trying to restore the actual Parthenon by using castings and things like that from the one here. It's really cool. And if you've ever seen what's the movie, the one where he goes and he fights the Athena and the big snake. No, you. Oh my gosh, I can't think.
I
of the guy's
name. I don't
know
who name. He is. So. No.
You sound like me describing a movie.
You know, the one the
guy,
with the guy who did the thing.
And then he comes in and the lady is there. And
I
there's
can't
a,
think of the name of the movie
and
now.
And there's a moment.
They, and she and her sister.
Anaconda.
What were you trying to describe this morning that it did that?
The Truman
remember.
Show.
Truman Show. Like, yeah, there's a guy.
There's a guy.
He makes faces.
He makes faces.
And Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The Lightning Thief.
Okay.
He goes into a battle against the Hydra there. And that's cool.
Okay.
Nothing you said was cool. Not one thing. I mean,
I love Percy Jackson, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to find one cool word in that.
I got made fun of the other day by a buddy.
Oh, so
goes,
much fun.
He goes, dude, if you're your age and you say that you love Harry Potter, you need to reassess your life. I'm like, but I do.
Well, while we're on Nashville tourism stuff, let me just say if you do come to Nashville, or even if you live in Nashville, you haven't been, you need to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, for
and
sure.
Block out like 2.5-3 hours.
Also, I do want to say this: don't wear the goofy little pink cowboy hats.
Don't put a sash on. Let them wear their cowboy hats.
No, it's people stop instead. Oh, here we go again. Another bachelorette party. If you don't do that, like there was a group of girls that we met the other day at that event. I said, are you guys locals? And they were like, no, do we look like locals? I'm like, yeah, because you're not wearing sashes and pink cowboy hats.
You're wearing sweatshirts.
And they were like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest compliment ever. I'm like, you cracked the code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they stop dressing like bachelorette parties, how are we going to play the bachelorette party drinking game?
Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Go downtown to Lower Broadway in Nashville on a Friday or Saturday night. Every time you get to 10 bachelorette parties, everyone has to do a shot. And I will tell you, this is a dangerous game because we stopped at 52 one time because everyone was like, you know what, I can't.
That's a lot of shots.
That's five plus the beers, and we got to quit.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is like everybody used to take pictures with the murals, but now it's all shifted to going to the White Limousine as like the go-to spot for the bachelorette party photos for Instagram. If you don't know what that is, it's a rooftop of a Dolly Parton-themed hotel. And they have, like, everything is pink and Dolly-themed, and it's like the place to go.
And they do Jello shot champagne.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to try that, actually.
I don't know that it tasted that great, I'll be honest. But
of course you know. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, I've never been there. Of course Carson's been there.
You think I don't go anywhere. You just don't.
Again,
you don't hear about it.
We also think you don't drink because you don't drink in front of us.
Every time my wife has friends come into town, that's all they want. They're like, can we go take a picture with that giant dolly head?
Yeah.
And so they go do that. And what is it made out of? It looks like it's made out of Legos.
It's, what is like fancy mesh?
That if Legos.
But if you if you're trying to put up fencing, maybe before you put up a real fence at your house, they have that kind of
orange
temporary
construction
chicken wire.
Yeah, it's kind of chicken wire, but it's
really?
It's meshy. Yeah, they'd obviously painted it pink, whatever it is. But it's a pliable mesh. It's more than just plastic, obviously. But it's whatever it is, they molded it like that, and I swear they just spray painted it pink.
Well, this has been fun. If you should come to Nashville. If you have never been to Nashville, come to Nashville.
There you go.
It really is a cool
and then,
place.
Go to Franklin.
And we did the...
That's what Dee always tells people.
Yeah. Where should we go? Away from here. Go to Franklin.
Go to Leaper's Fork. There's a distillery there and an old cop car. You might see Miley.
Way better. Way better.
You're wrong.
I had a group of tourists.
Respectfully, you're wrong.
I was doing a flea market, and they're like, oh, your stuff is so cute, but like, where can we go where we can buy stuff from like local people? I was like, I mean, A, here, but also. So then I'm like, I mean, I guess you probably want Draper James. We want to go where Reese Witherspoon has a store. Okay, that's 12.
I love when Carson does that voice.
And then I'm like, why don't you guys go over to Dickerson Pike? There's a lot of up and coming.
By the way, that joke is not funny to anybody in Nashville. But if you do, that was a good joke.
It's a good joke. Lots of homemade crafts, arts and crafts.
Lots of homeless
from local
made crafts
from local artisans.
Look what I made out of my poop.
Okay. And we jumped the shark. That was the moment where you did.
Hey, baby, you want a party?
Yeah.
You want a date? You want a date?
All right.
Hey, I this end. And then one of the hotels is very famous. It was on Cops.
All right. Thank you. Don't forget, if you've gotten this far into the podcast, please rate and review the podcast. Give us the best stars possible and
That's
a glowing
right.
review. We forget to say it all the time.
Take a minute, write something nice about us, or write something mean. I don't care. Just give us a 5-star review.
Yes, the review is meh,
you
but
guys
give us all
are
the stars
all
possible.
Too fat.
Yes, we are.
Please stop doing this on camera.
Give us a star for every cumulative 100 pounds on this show.
And that's a lot of stars.
Thank you. We'll see you next podcast.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry. Oh.